The Electrical Trades Workers from Essential Energy, which is the energy provider for country New South Wales, were on strike yesterday and are planning further industrial action next week. This is part of the Fair Work Federal Industrial Relations process, but it's unclear whether there's resolution in sight. The government owns, well, the New South Wales government owns Essential Energy, but they're unenthusiastic about intervening. The opposition believes that the dispute needs a circuit breaker.
Adam Searle, Labor leader in the New South Wales Upper House and Shadow Minister for Industry, Resources and Energy and Industrial Relations.
I understand there's going to be a power workers' strike.
Well, there was a 24-hour stoppage yesterday from 6 a.m. yesterday to 6 a.m. today. I understand the union has given notice of a further stoppage next week. Yesterday was the second round of industrial action, protected industrial action taken as part of the negotiations around a new enterprise agreement for Essential Energy and its workforce. Next week will be the third round of industrial action. Essential Energy and the unions and its workforce had reached an impasse in their negotiations, and Essential Energy had sought to have the enterprise agreement, the old enterprise agreement, cancelled. Now, that has the effect of reducing by about 40% the wages and conditions of Essential Energy workforce. That, to me, sounds like a particularly brutal and unproductive way to proceed, and a way that will only prolong this dispute, which is in nobody's interest. It's not in the company's interest, it's not in the customer's interest, and it's certainly not in the interests of the workforce.
And this dispute's a protected action. And
under the Fair Work Act, yes.
So what is that? Can you just explain that a little bit for us?
Okay, what that means is that when parties are negotiating a new industrial agreement, you can take protected industrial action as long as you give notice. And in the case of a union, there has been a workplace ballot to authorise the taking of industrial action. The idea behind it is that if you can't negotiate at the table, parties, that is both parties, should be able to take industrial action in support of the claims they are advancing in discussions. And employers do it too. Occasionally employers will lock out their workforces or take other forms of industrial action again to reinforce their bargaining.
But is it a bit unusual in this day and age for that sort of thing to happen?
No, not in the federal system. The whole federal system is predicated on parties taking industrial action if they can't reach agreement. The weakness is, well, what happens if you can't reach an agreement for a long time? So take this particular dispute. The old enterprise agreement expired in June 2015. Now, it means it remains in place until somebody seeks to have it cancelled and it continues on, but you need to negotiate a new agreement. Well, the parties have been negotiating now for 18 months. They've clearly reached the end of their ability to sensibly progress matters between themselves, and that frustration has manifested itself in the company, on the one hand, seeking to cancel the enterprise agreement, to slash wages and conditions and of the workforce, to try and, if you like, coerce the workforce into agreeing with what the company wants. And the workforce, on the other hand, feel compelled to take industrial action in support of what they think is a fair and reasonable outcome.
And what's been the effect of the stoppage so far? I mean, would it have meant that we had to get electricity from interstate? Or?
No, it doesn't mean that. It means the reduced services. It depends on the level of restrictions that the union has put in place for the industrial action. But my understanding is that there were skeleton staffs left in place, including in the control rooms, and that services were maintained, although at a much more slimmer level than per usual. Now, that also meant, though, that a lot of regular work didn't get done, and that would be having an impact on the company and on its customers, but not as drastic as not receiving power. Of course, while you're connected to the grid, you'll be continue to receiving power. But
And the Essential Energy covers areas of New South Wales that aren't Sydney, Newcastle and the Blue Mountains, I understand.
That's right. Yeah. It's essentially the country distributor. It's the one that the government is not going to sell. It's the one that the government's going to keep in public hands. It's a public company, therefore it's owned by the wider community.
And Essential Energy is a company, but it's wholly owned by the New South Wales government. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's right. It's
it's kind of like a quango.
No, not really. No? They're a state-owned corporation, along with the other energy distributors, Transgrid, Ausgrid, and Endeavour. They're all owned by the New South Wales government.
But, so for example, they've signalled that they want to sell the other ones, yes, but not this one.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to sell the others, but not this one.
And why is that?
It was their compromise with the National Party. The National Party correctly understood that the New South Wales community did not support privatisation of the electricity companies, and they just simply would not wear it. And so that was the outcome.
So compared to other states, it's a very unusual outcome, isn't it, the way this is organised?
Well, yes, it is. It's a bit of a mess. But the point being here, Essential Energy has two shareholders. One is the New South Wales Treasurer, Gladys Berejiklian, and the other is the New South Wales Finance Minister, Dominic Perrottet. They're the shareholders on behalf of the New South Wales government. If management can't take sensible actions to resolve this dispute, those two ministers have the capacity to direct management, and they really ought to. The opposition has been calling on them to do this since mid-March of this year. The dispute has not got any closer to resolution. In fact, the dispute has worsened, and we now have had the second round of industrial action yesterday and a third round proposed for next week. That's not in anybody's interests. The government really should stop sitting on its hands and actually take steps to have this matter resolved by consent arbitration by the Fair Work Commission if the parties themselves can't negotiate a way through.
Opposition Shadow Minister and Opposition Leader in the Upper House of the New South Wales Parliament, Adam Searle, speaking with me there about the situation for country energy customers in New South Wales.